Medical Officer, Dr. Simon Kizabich, is continuing to appeal to the Vincentian public to adhere to the COVID-19 protocols.
You're going to have, you know, to avoid having major illness, hospitalization, and death. So the way you decrease the likelihood of those things happening, you use your mask. Use your mask properly, and you should be using either an N95 mask on your face, over your mouth and nose at all times, or you're using a double mask where you have a surgical mask underneath and a cloth mask over. And the idea is to have a secure mask where there's no space on the side. You wash your hands. You wash your hands. This virus can be on doorknobs and, you know, things that you touch frequently that other people touch frequently. You touch that, then you touch your face, and that's it. You've got it. Spacing. Insist when you get into that van that they are wearing your mask, person wearing the mask, the driver, person taking up the money, they're wearing their mask. And if a van is jam-packed and full, you know, you are more likely to catch something in there than if it's a van that's really following the recommendations. Don't find yourself in a shop with a whole set of other people. Don't find yourself in a place where you don't know what these people are doing. They're not wearing masks, they're drinking, and so they can't wear masks. And the other thing, the most important and effective way is to get vaccinated if you are eligible for a vaccine.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich. Regionally, the government of Jamaica's plan to discriminate against unvaccinated Jamaicans may have grave consequences. That's the view of a number of influential Jamaicans who say that they are not anti-vaxxers across different sectors who believe the COVID-19 vaccine mandate is counterproductive. Health and Wellness Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton sparked backlash with the revelation last week that Cabinet plans to bar unvaccinated Jamaicans from attending several upcoming public events. And Jamaica received 649,000 doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine from the government of France yesterday. The vaccine donation from France was facilitated through the COVAX facility and also coincides with the start date of the administering of booster doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, as well as the mixing of other vaccine brands for first and second doses. Internationally, France will soon drop its requirement of a negative COVID test for vaccinated travelers from outside the European Union as daily infection numbers continue to fall. Europe Minister Clement Bonn says they again require tests in December over the Omicron variant. He says that in the coming days, they will announce that tests are no longer needed for vaccinated people. And Hong Kong announced stringent new coronavirus restrictions and record new infections today, while a shortage of vegetables added to the misery of truck drivers who tested positive for COVID-19 were unable to bring them from mainland China. The Asian Financial Hub reported a record 625 COVID-19 cases today, with cases likely to continue rising rapidly. Authorities say that there were 2,600 infections over the past 2 weeks, compared with just 2 in December. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.